Farming has changed in so many ways in the past several decades. There are fewer family farms, more large corporate farms that are turning to single crops like soybeans, and more recently, there's the local food movement. But there's also this. The number of U.S. farms owned and operated by women has tripled. Julie Grant of the radio show The Allegheny Front reports.
Gwen Volkert and her husband milk about 50 goats every morning and every evening at their farm in northeast Ohio. They've trained them to hop up on a wooden milking stand. While the goat eats, they attach tubes to its underside and turn on the milking machine. Volkert is a computer sciences professor. She says they've been working on this goat cheese operation for the past 10 years, ever since a work trip brought them to Paris for a night.
Of course, the only thing I wanted to do was eat cheese.
They did, and it was so much better than what she could get in Ohio then.
And I simply stated as a fact that I'm going to make goat cheese. And then my husband said, I think you'll need some goats for that. And I go, well, that settles it. We need to get goats.
Volkert is part of a trend of women who aren't necessarily farming to make a living. They want to provide better food for their families and communities. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says most farms owned by women have sales of less than $10,000 a year, and they account for only 3% of total U.S. sales. But there are also many women who want farming as a full-time career. Researcher Carolyn Sachs says many cringe when they're called hobby farmers.
Women are really furious when you say that it's their, they're oftentimes not taken seriously as farmers.
Sachs is a professor of rural sociology and women's studies at Penn State University. She's written 3 books about women in agriculture.
All of our women farmers say, are you kidding me? This is the hardest work I've ever done. You know, why would I do this if it was just, if it was just for fun? I'm trying to make a living.
Women farmers have reason to be prickly about it. Until 2002, the USDA didn't even count most of them as farmers. The farm census had space to list one operator. On family farms, that usually meant only the husband was counted. Women were largely invisible. Sachs says there are many reasons farms owned by women tend to be smaller, with less acreage. For one, many larger farms are still passed along from father to son. She says that women have found an important role on smaller and mid-sized farms.
A lot of these women, even if they've grown up on farms, aren't tied so much into this sort of masculine role of success, of getting the biggest equipment you can, farming as much acreage as you can. So it's not as much of a risk for them to try new things.
Sachs says many younger women are getting into farming, even if they didn't grow up in agriculture. Beth Lomsky is 26 years old. She manages a 2-acre demonstration farm near downtown Cleveland. It's owned by a not-for-profit organization. She grows blue and white potatoes, herbs and sunflowers, all kinds of stuff. Lomsky is part of the new wave of farmers selling directly to customers at farmers markets. But she's not just in this for fun. This is her career.
There's definitely this myth that you cannot make a living from the land, and sustainable agriculture is fun and it's a hobby, but you'll never pay the bills. But that's totally, totally false.
When she has a little more experience, Lomsky plans to start her own orchard with apples, pears, and cherries. She may be a woman, but she really just sees herself as a farmer. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant in Cleveland.